This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers are back. Japan's Prime Minister visits, and USTR names new transparency officer. Wolf kills calf in Colorado. Mayorkas impeachment on tap. Japanese leader visits. Lawmakers are back in D.C. this week after a two-week recess, and there is a lot on their agenda, starting with the GOP attempt to remove Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from office. The House is expected to transmit articles of impeachment on Mayorkas to the Democrat-controlled Senate on Wednesday. Senate Democrats likely have the votes to dismiss the case quickly. This week's schedule will include a joint meeting of the House and the Senate to hear from the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. For more on what's happening in D.C. in coming days, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. USTR announces acting transparency officer. The Office of the United States Trade Representatives has a temporary new chief transparency officer. Acting General Counsel Juan Milan has been designated to serve as the agency CTO on an acting basis. According to a USTR announcement, Milan will lead the agency's efforts to put in place transparency principles that were released in 2021, that after President Biden took office. Milan is also supposed to identify further opportunities for improving transparency in the development of U.S. trade policy. The 2021 principles include finding, quote, inclusive opportunities for the public to participate in the development of trade policy and trade initiatives, including changes in policy that affect existing trade programs, according to the agency. USTR is promising to, quote, facilitate participation in trade policy development by a broad range of stakeholders. USTR will seek public input with respect to new major trade initiatives when feasible, even when not required by law. Now keep in mind, USTR has come under fire over the past year for the alleged influence that big tech companies have had on digital trade policy. Some of the ag sector and their allies on Capitol Hill don't believe USTR is doing enough to reduce barriers to ag exports. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Wolf depredation confirmed for first time in Colorado following reintroduction. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have confirmed a wolf as the cause of a calf's death for the first time since the species was reintroduced to the state in December. The agency released 10 yearling and adult gray wolves into state-owned lands in Summit and Grand counties in December under a reintroduction plan it was directed to create under a 2020 ballot measure. CPW Area Wildlife Manager Jeremy Huntington said last week that an investigation of the dead calf, quote, indicated wounds consistent with wolf depredation. The field investigation found multiple tooth rake marks on the calf's hindquarters and neck and hemorrhaging under the hide consistent with wolf depredation. Wolf tracks were also found nearby, Huntington said. The rancher who lost the calf will be able to submit a claim to be compensated for its fair market value, the press release said. Work continues at pace at Port of Baltimore. President Joe Biden vowed, quote, to move heaven and earth to get the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuilt as rapidly as humanly possible, even as crews worked to clear shipping channels, he said, at the Port of Baltimore Friday. The Army Corps of Engineers said it plans to have a, quote, limited access channel open by the end of April, and U.S. ACE engineers are aiming to reopen the permanent 700-foot wide by 50-foot deep federal navigation channel by the end of May, restoring port access to normal capacity. The federal government also is, quote, amending a previous $8.26 million grant in order to make infrastructure improvements at Sparrows Point in the port that will expand access to receive cars and other light-duty vehicles. The port is a major hub for automobile and farm machinery. USDA seeks applications for export market development programs. The Agriculture Department's Foreign Agriculture Service has opened up the application process for five of its programs targeted at developing export opportunities in foreign markets. The Market Access Program, the Foreign Market Development Program, the Technical Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, the Quality Samples Program, and the Emerging Markets Program. Applications for all five programs due June 14th. Judge cuts punitive damages in Roundup case in Missouri. A state judge in Missouri has agreed to reduce punitive damage awards to three plaintiffs who sued over Roundup exposure from $1.5 billion to about $550 million, Bloomberg reported Friday, adding that Bayer plans to appeal the verdict because it believes the judge did not, quote, apply the law correctly on damages. The judge reduced the award to comply with Supreme Court guidance that limits punitive damages to no more than nine times the amount of compensatory damages, which in the case were $61 million. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.